Ukraine, the war is ramping up in the Middle East. Up, up, up. This Vladimir Zelensky, he said, "We have a plan. We have a very concrete cities, very concrete directions where to go. I can't share all the details that we have, but we have some slow steps forward on the south. Also, we have steps on the east. I'm sure we'll have success. It's official. It's difficult." Well, he is destined for the landfill of history. The Ukrainian women are going to be Zelensky's new cannon fodder. According to the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense, roughly 43,000 women now serve in the nation's armed forces, which constitute a staggering 40% increase since 2021. Accordingly, the Ukrainian military canceled restrictions which prevent female recruits from serving as machine gunners, tank commanders, snipers, and truck drivers. It also raised the age limit for women eligible for conscription from 40 years of age to 60. I wonder if this is the foreboding, how do I phrase it? Ominous signs of things to come to the United States of America. Christ said, the wars in the decade before he returns will increase, and when he returns, the whole world will be in flames due to war. Billions of people dead. While Zelensky prepares to conscript for military service all these women up to the age of 50, the Washington Post states, the new left populist government of Slovakia, a country neighboring Ukraine, I didn't bring my glasses, so I'm struggling to see here. Okay, neighboring Ukraine that had been one of the staunch supporters on Western on Wednesday. Time out. I have my glasses in my pocket. Okay, here we go. Had been one of the staunchest supporters on Wednesday, rejected a proposed package of military aid for Kyiv. The Russian military strike turned Ukrainian medal ceremony into a bloodbath. So these people, they cut off the military aid for Kyiv. Then they decide they're going to have a medal ceremony. Well, Russia just happened to drop a few bombs on that gathering. The Ministry of Defense revealed this morning the Ukrainian military lost up to 235 soldiers as killed or injured in the Donetsk direction in the past 24 hours. So, you don't want to have medal ceremonies in war where you have all these recipients in one place at the same time. They get their medals, and then within a few minutes, they're no longer on the earth. Now, also, according to the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the United States has already burned through nearly 96% of the funds allocated for Ukraine since the beginning of the conflict, and more than 90% of the security assistance replenishment funds. So in other words, the war in Ukraine is over. Russia did, I think a couple of days ago, did announce that they had won the war. It just took a couple of 36 hours for the West to find out what had happened. That the conflict is winding down. Before we go to the break, the other night at the these debates, this Vivek Ramaswamy, he's really not going to be president. He's hoping that he can get into the graces of, the good graces of Donald Trump, possibly be a running mate. No, he won't be. Donald Trump, as I've stated many times, his political career is ending, is winding down. Vivek Ramaswamy, he sounds good, but his political career is winding down also. Here's what he said. Ukraine is not a paragon of democracy. This is a country that has banned 11 opposition parties. It has consolidated all media into one state. TV media arm, that's not democratic. It has threatened not to hold elections this year unless the U.S. forks over more money. More money? That is not democratic. It has celebrated a Nazi in its ranks. The comedian in cargo pants, a man called Zelensky, this is not democratic. The regions of Ukraine that are occupied by Russia right now in the Donbass and Luhansk and Donetsk regions, these are Russian speaking regions that have not been part of Ukraine since 2014. To frame this as some kind of battle between good versus evil is incorrect. Is Russia good? Is Russia evil? All nations are evil, but all nations can be great nations if they have godly leaders. Rick Rodriguez.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
I said that in the time in which we live, all the nations will be at war with one another. Most of the nations will be at war with God himself. So, Russia has a destiny. She is to be great in the time in which we live. America is to be great. Israel is to be the most talked about nation in the world. The Jewish people are taking center stage. The talk in the last month has been Israel, the Jewish people, the war in the Middle East. The matter of Islam will be a great topic in the time in which we live. All these prophecies that are in the Old Testament and New Testament are presently, you might say, on the table. Prophecies about Russia, China, America, the European nations, the nations in the global south, Asia, the Middle East, everything that we are witnessing day by day in the mainstream media, in the alternative press, it's all in the Bible. The technology so that we would have access to information coming from every continent, every nation, instantly, is in the Bible. Technology. People don't believe, many Christian people do not believe we are in the end of days, the end time, the period before Christ returns. Christians are stubborn. The signs are evident, but they want to believe that we have another decade or 2 decades. 4 decades. Many American Christian patriots believe that within the next 20 to 40 years we can turn things around in this country and return to the country that we are used to 20 years ago. You cannot reverse the damage to this political system. You can't reverse it. There comes a point where you cannot, you know, the old, just a little old nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty. This is where we are presently, not just the United States, but the nations of the world. The societies of the world are broken. The kingdoms of the world are basically corrupt. Israel, you know, I always present to the audience where Israel sits in the prophecies of the Bible. Israel itself is corrupt. And for those that are anti-Semitic, who are opposing Israel's campaign in Gaza, well, to be honest and to be basically to maybe side with you to a degree, Israel is also corrupt. And there are Jewish people within the nation of Israel that are globalists. They're corrupt. They don't want to believe in the God that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that Moses served. They don't want to believe that they are God's people, that God chose them to represent him. The Bible says that they are apostate, that the political Their political system is corrupt, has been corrupt, will be corrupt until their Messiah returns and straightens them up, straightens everything out. And at the same time, Christ will come and straighten out the governments of the world. The governments of the world are going to exist, continue in the millennial kingdom. Christ will rule from Jerusalem, but the nations will exist, excluding a few nations. The United States of America will not exist. The Romans, as a nation, they lost their power, but the Roman people, as a culture, continued. America will be completely destroyed. If you don't believe me, read Revelation 18 about Babylon the Great. There are many other verses, chapters in the Old Testament to talk about. Chapter 17 in the book of Revelation talks about the United States of America, presents America as a great harlot, whore, prostitute, and the nations that commit these acts of filth with her. But in the Old Testament, America's in the Bible. Isaiah chapter 47, a great nation that was conceived in witchcraft, a nation that was at her height will be totally given over to witchcraft, to Satanism, to the occult. It will be a nation that will be ruled by a coming, what the Christian term would be, an anti-Christ individual, a son of perdition, a man of sin. And the Christian people, don't tell them, don't say anything to them about America. Now, America that I'm speaking of, like the song Monster, is not the people within the nation. It is the government. In Israel, you have the Jewish people that God is protecting from an unrighteous, corrupt government. So I just present this so that many who listen to me, that you understand that I see the sins of Israel, and I see God's hand upon Israel and the Jewish people. The same, I see God's hand upon the Christian people. There's a faithful residue with God's children, the Christian people. And then there are the Christians who say marvelous things with their mouth, but their hearts are far from God. They proclaim praises, but their hearts are far from Him. As soon as the church service is over, good, we're done with God for the week. Next week, yeah, we'll give Him an hour. And with the people in the world, there are the people in the world that are suffering, that pray that there is a God that is righteous, that will punish the evil that has befallen them. They want justice. The world wants justice. From who? From the wicked. Every race, you have the good and the evil. Every nation, you have the good and the evil. With men, you have good, you have evil. Women, good, evil. In every man's heart, King Solomon said there's a plague in the heart. There's a plague in every man's heart. It's called sin. It's called evil. It's rebellious to God. And the whole world is in rebellion to a great degree against the God of heaven. Especially the rulers of the world, the rich man of the world, the military commanders of the world, the corporations that are affiliated with the militaries of the world, the very brilliant individuals that are involved in every cult, every corporation, from pharmaceuticals to bullets to manufacturing food, technology to control mankind. Christ said this would be the condition, that the whole world, basically, general in a general way, would be corrupt. All the nations would be corrupt. The leaders of the nations, for the most part, would be corrupt. The leaders in the religious systems of the world would be corrupt. In the Christian family of Christ, there would be great corruption, great apostasy. Within Israel, the shepherds and the leaders of Israel would be corrupt. And in every situation, who suffers? The people that are humble, that are the people who try to live according to their conscience, they're the ones who are afflicted. They're the ones who suffer. This is exactly what Christ said would happen. And it is happening. And it will continue to happen. We can't avoid it. The only solution is Christ Himself. The only solution to every problem is the Lord Jesus Christ. The world needs hope. He's the only one that will offer hope. He's the only one that can offer hope. Jesus Christ is the very God. He is the one who, like the Jewish ancients would say, any man who can walk on water must be God. Anyone who can stop the wind is God. Anyone who can still the waves must be God. Anyone who would declare himself to be the Son of God, according to Jewish writings, would be God. And Christ said that he was the Son of God, declared himself to be the Son of God, and the Jewish Pharisees asked him, who are you? They wanted him to come right out and tell them, I am, meaning I am God. But they would have stoned him on the spot. So he was wise, he waited. But he said, you look at the works that I do, the works that I do will speak to you and reveal to you who I am. And they didn't know what to do. So they had to go into a secret area and take counsel to destroy him. This is the person that the world is going to trust in. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm and who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Hey, folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Okay, continuing. So, everybody wants hope. Christ, Jesus will be the only hope in the time that we're moving into the days, weeks, months, and years to come. And Christ said that he would reveal to the world that we are in the final years prior to his coming, especially in the last decade. And there were, I'm trying to remember the story where the Jewish people came to Christ and they said, show us a sign. We want to see, who are you? Show us a sign. And he said that an evil, adulterous world seeks for a sign. He had already given them many signs. Well, we in the world today are just like Israel at the time that Christ was here the first time. We want a sign. We give us a sign and we will believe. And Christ told them, no, I'll give you many signs and you still won't believe. Even if he were to come right out and tell them that he was the very God, they wouldn't believe. And so what Christ said he would do in the time in which we live, he will give us a sign upon a sign, another sign, and he will keep giving mankind prophecies fulfilled. As these prophecies are fulfilled, each one would be a sign. And people will not believe. They won't believe the signs. But nevertheless, Christ said he would continue to give signs all the way up to the battle of Armageddon, the winepress of the wrath of Almighty God, when all the armies will be gathered and they will be crushed like grapes in a vat. Very descriptive, but Christ was making it known that man's heart internationally would be so hard, like brick, that each sign there will be hardship that would come, and men will not believe. I've been talking about a major sign that takes place in the last decade before Christ returns, the prophecy of a Levite musician called Asaph in Psalm 83. The sign is Israel would be attacked by terrorists, by enemies of God who would attack the Jewish people. How the attack would come, who would be involved in the attack, what would be known about the attack. Everybody wants to look at, did Israel know? Did they allow it? Did the United States know? Did the UN know? Did the Arab nations know? Was Iran involved? But they are forgetting the main thing. How God planned to do it is part of the account. But that God would do it, that it would be the time for Israel to go to war with the enemies, that is the main sign. The sign is that Israel would go to war with the terrorist groups, the enemies inside of Israel, present-day Israel. Gaza is a sign. Israel is going to eventually escalate the war in the West Bank with the enemies in the West Bank, and also the enemies along the strip east of the city of Jerusalem. This is a sign. And the sign will be that these would be ancient peoples who have always been at war with Israel, and God would use Israel to punish them for crimes committed 3,200 years ago. And the whole world would see it. And the whole world would be upset. And the whole world would go mad. And the nations would go into rage. They would roar. They would be so upset. They wouldn't be upset that the terrorists continually attack Israel for decade after decade after decade. They wouldn't be upset with that, because the world would naturally have a hatred toward Israel and the Jewish people hidden deep in the heart. But Israel, God would use Israel to clear out the enemies in Gaza, in Gaza, the West Bank, East Jerusalem, in Lebanon, in Syria, and you just wait. The conflict will escalate into present-day Jordan. All of these signs, and still people will not believe we're in the end time. So God, once Israel takes over present-day Jordan, just right about that time, there's going to be kind of an exclamation point on the war, on this Psalm 83 war. The exclamation point is going to be the city of Damascus is going to be completely annihilated, destroyed, disappeared, made invisible forever. It's a sign that Christ, through his prophets in the Old Testament, yes, and Christ was with them back then. He was called the Lord of hosts. And he put Moses in position. He raised up Moses, Daniel, Jacob, Hosea, every prophet that wrote a book, God raised them, Christ, the Lord of hosts, raised them up. Who was Christ? And the exclamation point will be Damascus being destroyed and Israel invading Jordan. And the people will not believe. And the nations will rage. The more Israel is victorious, the more the nations will go mad. Rick Rodriguez.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen, to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
And the reason I'm presenting this is because I, as a minister in the Christian community, I listen to, view, try to stay informed as to what the Patriot movement, what, where they are in their thinking of Israel, the Christian Patriot movement, the nation as a whole, the internationally, what the people think. And yes, because most Christians don't know Bible prophecy, they don't know eschatology, the study of the end times, they can side with enemies of God. It says in Psalm 83 that the enemies fighting Israel hate the God of the Bible. Can I prove that? Well, if you study Islam, then you'll have to concur that what I'm saying is correct. They hate the God of the Bible. Psalm 83 says, Lord, these people hate you, and they're coming to destroy us. Exactly like the prophecy in Psalm 83 states, it is happening exactly. It's detailed. The psalmist prays that these leaders, they're so full of hatred toward Israel, they're coming to destroy, to annihilate, to make invisible the Jewish people. In other words, exterminate them, genocide them, and at the same time, erase every mention of the name Israel. This is the hatred deep in the heart of these enemies. It's gone on for thousands of years. And so the psalmist says, Lord, let their leaders die in the open. And many of these leaders, over 30, 40, 40 of them now, have died exactly like Asaph had prayed. That they die, their bodies lie in the open and disintegrate in the open, or where they die, and they never are buried. Burial, according to the Bible, is a very holy it's a holy act. Burial, you're not to mess with, desecrate graves of people. It's an offense to God. When people die, they're to be buried, and they're to be left alone. Well, these leaders, most of them will die, and they'll die buried in rubble. And they'll find their bones years later, maybe, should they go through the rubble. But they won't be buried. Remember 1976, great earthquake, China. Chairman Mao. Nobody hears anything from Chairman Mao for, 20 years? And the Chinese government says that he was fine. But he wasn't. He was dead. He was buried under rubble. Well, eventually, 20 years later, they found the body as they went through the ruins, took his bones, and buried him. And then they were able to tell the Lord, that the world, yes, this is where Chairman Mao is buried. Here's his coffin. Here's his grave. Well, there wasn't anything but bones and maybe a skull. The way they identified him was his clothing. Psalm 83 is very clear. These are signs to the Christian people, to the Jewish people that know their Torah. These are signs so that they will believe that God himself has the power to declare the end from the beginning, to tell the future from the past. Only God can do this. In the occult, they can, to a degree, prophesy, predict the future. To a degree, but not perfectly, not 100% of the time. Only the Bible can do that. And Christ, it says that the testimony of Jesus Christ is not that he died and was raised from the dead and ascended to heaven. says the testimony of Jesus Christ, what testifies of him, what speaks to who he is prophecy. Because what he spoke must come to pass. In the book of Revelation, what he spoke to John the prophet, the apostle, must come to pass. Armageddon must come to pass. Technology in Revelation 13 must come to pass. The hatred of the Jewish people in the time in which we live in Revelation chapter 12 must come to pass. The fact that there is a way to identify the true Jewish people because they still exist must come to pass. It's recorded in Revelation chapter 7. 12,000 Jewish people, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, excluding the tribe of Dan, must come to pass. It is coming to pass. The plagues, the diseases, the wars, the famines in Revelation chapter 6, these testify on our signs of Christ to our time. Christ is warning mankind that there are wicked people who are going to carry out this misery and death and destruction, harm on mankind, their fellow man. He calls them the kings of the world, the kings, the rulers, the wealthy. This is who Christ is identifying as the culprits who cause the misery to the people in the world in which we live. These are signs, but we won't believe them. These are signs people won't believe.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I think it was maybe 9 months ago. I don't remember when. I'd have to go back to the program. And I stated that the war in Ukraine eventually would start to wind down because Russia would have to take a new direction. And the war in Ukraine just made Russia a more powerful nation. But eventually, Russia's objectives would have to, the focus would be in the Middle East. I didn't know it would be this soon that this war would begin to lessen or to wind down. It's not going to end. There's a, I guess I could call the intensity of these wars would be like a class 1, class 2, 3, This is now dwindling to from a Class 1 war to a Class 2. And the Class 1 war is in the Middle East. Russia has to wind and begin this intensity with Ukraine is going to begin to mellow or going to be less intense because Russia must focus on the Middle East. And it's coming to pass. I didn't know it would be this soon. I knew it would come. When? That I couldn't tell you. It happened on the 7th of October, Israel time. These are signs. Russia is now refocusing, is having to transition from war to her east, I'm sorry, to her west, to war to the south. America is taking, interestingly, we didn't run out of money. We could fund them another billion, but America's thinking we need to take our cash and we need to focus on the Middle East. From this point on, the United States' main focus will be the Middle East. There will be focus in China or Asia, focus in other areas of the world, but primary focus, the primary objective, the plan is invasion of the Middle East. America is going to consider Syria, but eventually, according to prophecies, America's heart, there'll be a change in the coming leader that's going to rule this country, and that leader will choose Israel. And that individual has been coming out in the open, Barry Satoro. I watched this partial interview. He was discussing what's happening in the Middle East, and he said it's just unbearable. It's unbearable. And he sat in the chair, leaning back, cocky, arrogantly, it's unbearable. And he's like he's talking to children. Well, the Bible says, of all the individuals that will ever be born, there will be one individual that will be the most narcissistic, and he will be the pattern of every narcissist in the world. All narcissists could be patterned after him, but he will be the narcissist of narcissists. And he is going to return. He's already begun his return. And the way in which he's been flushed out of the closet is through this war that Israel is waging with the Palestinians. God bless you, and join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. May the God of peace, may the Lord Jesus Christ, who is peace himself, be with you this weekend, tonight and this weekend.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way.